Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Did you see the story of the former NFL cornerback Tony Beckham?
Cornerback? No. What do you
think? No. He lives in Wellington, Florida. I believe he is a former Titan, if I'm not mistaken. Not really the point here. He was leaving for work a couple of days ago. He hears a rumble in the bushes of his house. He sees a man crouched by the window with his hands in his pants.
There you go. Who's he looking at?
The daughter.
Oh, how old's the daughter?
Young. Well, when I say young, I'm not sure how young.
Well, either way,
no,
it's
age
freaky.
Listed. Yeah, okay, it's the daughter.
Is, yeah.
Did he flashback and tackle this guy like a receiver coming over the middle?
So, as you know, that's your damn daughter.
Yeah.
She was getting dressed for school, as a matter of fact. Mr. Beckham yelled at the guy, "What are you doing?" He took off running. This former cornerback,
who's got some speed, he's got closing speed.
Tracked him down,
chased the man, tackled him to the ground, held him there until deputies arrived.
Who was the dude?
We don't care what his name is.
You don't peep and Tom in a cornerback's house.
No, the 48-year-old criminal was taken to the medical center with fractures to his face. Yeah. A mugshot shows him with a black eye, busted lip, cuts on his face.
No flags on the play?
No flags on the play.
What a freak. He chose the wrong guy.
Yeah.
The guy could actually chase him down.
That idiot said that he was not looking through the window. He was just in the neighborhood because his car broke down. However, he was caught with his hand in his pants.
Man. That's not how you start the car.
Standing outside the window.
Not in his pocket.
No. Correct.
They were digging down in his pants.
That's what we were being told.
Like I'm doing right now.
and maybe even more.
That boner went away real quick when the cornerback started chasing him down.
Yeah.
Hopefully he fell on it.
That's why.
Hopefully he was tackled. He fell on his boner because that hurts.
Or at least his keys.
That would hurt.
I don't know. Might have gotten him excited. I bet you his hand never left his pants.
That's probably why he was running slow.
While he was running.
It doesn't matter who you are. Cornerback's going to chase you down unless you're another cornerback. And obviously he's not.
That would be a good
try
finish.
To make that funny, by the way. That's what a piece of crap. Throw a mugshot at that dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a good finish.
Look like a slow 48-year-old?
Looks like a guy that got his ass beat.
good.
Like if you're way ahead of everybody, you're on the 10-yard line, you're ready to fall into the end zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Put your hand in your pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and fall backwards.
That's a good bit.
Touchdown.
Yep. NFL might not frown on that.
You think?
Especially if Joe Buck's calling it, he'd be disgusted.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got a beating.
Did he?
Yeah. Right.
Post that up.
Yeah, it's obvious the guy
cautionary tear
got a beating.
Don't masturbate outside
and,
somebody's
you know,
window.
It was a justified beating.
Now you
beating.
Tell me.
I didn't say mine, Craig. If I know you're there, it's a cat and mouse thing with us. You know that. It's cat and mouse.
Yeah. That is the only place I go. Unless you know.
And by the way, it involves a ladder because my bedroom is on the second floor from the back there. It's a walk up, so they.
And I'm sure to get done before the wife comes in.
Well, you duck your head. It's kind of cute. She knows you're there. She knows. It's no big deal. Yeah. It's all legal. It's just a cat.
They all like the voyeur stuff.
Yeah. Is Craig watching? Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think I sent you a.
That made me wretch there.
Because I angle my ass. Right, all you can see is my ass.
Oh.
I angle it.
Nice.
I know he's out there. Move this way. So we just get to see this.
I sent you a list. It's one of those timeless ones, so you can do it whenever. But it's about women's sex fantasies, top 10 women's sex fantasies.
Right.
And one of them is voyeurism. And this chick describes her perfect act of voyeurism.
Like watching her husband getting taken care of by
somebody
else?
No,
she's not the watcher?
No, it turns out they both are. She's watching this guy taking care of himself, you know, like in an apartment building across the street.
Right.
Yeah, and then she sees him taking care of himself.
I'm guessing he's all ripped,
yeah,
too.
She,
you know, some guy with a gut.
She starts teasing him and taking her clothes off.
Oh, and, yeah, that's a good fantasy.
They have that to kind of exchange.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Because that sort of stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you never know what happens between apartment buildings.
Two hot people living on just happen to live on the same
binoculars
floor.
Binoculars and telescopes.
Right, and don't have curtains.
And nobody else is looking from their windows
at
the guy. Yeah.
All the time.
That's beautiful.
And they're both perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's ripped.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't believe it happened to me.
Good. The New York City Council considering a first-in-the-nation right-to-disconnect bill today. It would fine companies $250 each time they require employees to answer work-related emails, text messages, and phone calls after normal business hours.
Good for them.
The bill was introduced in March of last year. It's modeled on a French law passed the year before. The sponsor, Brooklyn Councilman Raphael Espinal, says that employees have the right to unplug even there in New York.
Yeah, but then somebody in that company is answering their phone, and then he's the guy that gets the promotion, you know? But you're right. I mean, people work a lot more hours than we do. And once you leave, you should have that shot. You know?
People do.
You know? Especially if it's a job where you don't need to be there. Because even the time we have at home, which is a lot of time, if our phone rings from work, it's like, Jesus. What happened? And none of us usually answer it either. A lot of times, Todd and I call each other. Did you talk to anybody yet? What do they want? Because we know each of us is a friendly voice.
Right.
So we're always, for 26 years now, we've been doing this. If we get a call, not as much as we used to. We used to really get in trouble a lot because our bosses weren't as cool. But we'd call each other first. Hey, did you talk to anybody yet? Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to be the first guy to talk to anybody.
We,
you know.
We determined to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Normally.
Oh, yeah, we always do. But sometimes it happens then. And, you know, recently I had to come in and do something. But that's a whole other situation. But Todd was getting a knee operated on or whatever, a hernia, excuse me. And so he couldn't answer the phone at all, so I had to do something.
No.
And even then, most of the time, those calls come to me first.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's the boss calling.
Yeah, you answer.
It's the boss calling me going, what happened?
Right.
I got a call.
Right.
Tell me explain it to me.
Right.
And then, you know, hopefully I can just go, it's fine.
Yeah, so the standard answer is after 10 a.m. anymore is, I'm sorry, he's under anesthesia right now.